Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Saturday against the Pens, they played great.
Yeah, that was kind of a what I think it may be a job-saving win for Coach Reardon.
Really?
I think the seat was getting pretty hot. And
saying job-saving for this year?
Definitely for next year. Yeah. I think also for this year too. I don't think you can look at this team and how poorly they were playing with the talent that they have and objectively say he's the right guy for the job. I mean, if they lose to Pittsburgh, that would have been a pretty significant loss, I think, especially in terms of playoff implications and just overall, where are we now? Giving up three goals per game for a stretch doesn't bother me, because the average team in the NHL scores three goals per game, so I'm not really worried about that part. I'm worried about how discombobulated the defense looks, how poor the power play looks, and also what Coach Reardon was saying after games, which was pretty much summed up to, I'm out of ideas, right? I mean, I can't get these players to do what they're supposed to do. They got to find it from within. And, whenever you hear something like that from a coach, I don't think it bodes well for the future. Now, they did beat Pittsburgh, and they had a great first period doing it. They have three soft games coming up: Buffalo, Detroit, Chicago. So, look, winning cures all. And if they put together four wins in a row, which they should over these next three games, I think people will feel a lot better. But, this hasn't been the way the season started, and the way it is now are just seem like two different entities.
Is this the second time a win over Pittsburgh this year has potentially saved his job? Because isn't that the other big win he had when people thought like that seat was hot?
Yeah, I think Reardon's seat has been hot pretty much the time he's been hired, right? I mean, he's coming off the Stanley Cup victory as part of the coaching staff, and it just seemed like any time the team got in a little bit of a downturn, people were calling for Reardon's job. I wasn't one of them. I just think that based on what we've seen, I mean, the defense has played historically bad, probably as bad if not worse than during the Bruce Boudreau era, when they didn't really care about defense all that much. And here you have a team that looks like it cares about defense, made a lot of inroads on the defensive side, and just couldn't seem to get it done. So I do think that, Pittsburgh, because it's such a big rival, probably magnifies a lot of people's feelings. But for me, it was this last game that, based on where the team had come from and where it was going, had he lost in Pittsburgh, I think there would have been a lot of talk over, he's in some trouble.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.